Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Bavakama Daf Vav. We are on the very first line, Hatzada Shava Shaban. So the Mishnah concludes with this, you know, all-inclusive formula. We mentioned the four avos, right? Shor, bar, etc. What's, the common formula that represents all of them? Darkan lahazik. They're liable to do damage. It's yours to look after, and otherwise, if you neglect, if you are careless, you have to pay. Now, why this formula? What's it coming to include? Is there anything we missed? What are we including? Something which is not included, you know, in the avos, and needs a special expression. To include this thing as well. Picture a fellow who left a stone, a knife, a load, something, you know, that can cause damage. Up on his rooftop, right at the edge. Shnichem roish gagai. V'nafel ruch matsuya, comes an ordinary wind, you know, not a hurricane. For that, you're not responsible. A regular wind knocks it down v'yiziku, and they cause damage. That is what the Mishnah came to include. Now, let's have some more information. Hey, Chidami, what exactly happened? Ibaha didika aslika maski. Did they cause damage as they were coming down, en route? Well, then, hainu eish. That's exactly like a fire. You light it here, it moves elsewhere, and it burns. Why would it be different than Eish? Who's also being manipulated by an external force, by that wind, who's moving him around. Oh, it's your thing. It should be under your care. And if you neglect, you have to pay. Hanam here as well. You left your stone. Came flying down, crashed into something. It's being led by an external force for which you're responsible. Right? So, it's fairly simple that you should be chayiv. There's no need to discuss it and to include it as an extra, you know, part of the Mishnah. Oh, we're speaking that this thing landed. It was thrown off, it was blown off the roof and it landed on the street. And then, an animal comes by and stumbles on it and incurs damage. Well, once again, what exactly happened? Did he render it ownerless? Did he let go of this item? Then it qualifies as a bar. A bar doesn't have to be underground, even above ground. If it's something that you can stumble upon, that's a bar. Of course, you're chai. Bein l'rab, bein l'shmol, either way. They both agree, hanu bar. Why? What's unique about, what defines bar? It's asiya. As it was established, as something that has the potential to be mazik. It was made to be mazik. Uvamaycha, it's your thing. Shmar asiya lecha. Haninam here as well. Chilas asiya lenezek. As soon as it hits the ground, it's waiting to be mazik. It's a potential mazik. Chilas asiya lenezek. Uvamaycha. Right? It's your doing. And you have to look after it. Right? So of course it's like bar. Elod le'af kirinu. Oh, so we're speaking that he still maintains ownership. He didn't make it happen. Well, the Shmuel da'amar, kula mibar lamadnu. According to Shmuel, it says any takkala, anything that can cause somebody to stumble, is learned from bar. Even if you own it. You see, the bird, the classic bird, is something which you don't own. You just dug a pit in the street. But Shmuel maintains that any type of, any version of bird, even if you own it, is still close enough in nature to bird. Kula mi bird lamadam. So then here as well, I know bird. It's just another variation of bird. Loyal enough Gerinu says, okay, he was mafkered. Loyal enough bird, but it's not comparable to bird. Ma le bird, shekein ein koyach acham uraboy. Let's realize, bird was not created, was not presented by an external force. It wasn't done in collusion with, you know, with the wind, with the it was something produced by its owner as a mazik. Tanya Rabbani, as opposed to these items that came flying off the roof and then landed and then presented a bur as a bur, Tanya Rabbani shekoyach achemur behen. There's another element mixed in. The wind that blew them off the roof. So it's not really a good match to bur. Well, eish techiach. Let's disprove that notion by bringing eish into the fore. Koyach achemur behen is traveling by way of the oxygen as wind. And you're still chayiv. Well, mala esh kein darka leilach lahazik. Esh is darka to go and to harm and to damage, as opposed to this item. Remember, it was not mazik en route, only after it landed. So it doesn't have this element of going down and being mazik, so it's not a good match to esh. Oh, bar techiach. Bird disproves that concern because he's not going anywhere and he's still chayiv. Because then you go back and forth. Basically, you can't attribute guilt to this or to that because it's not found in the other thing. Common denominator is that it's your thing, it's your doing, you got to look after it, otherwise you're chayiv. And we include this case as well. Your Evan, your Sakin, your Masa on the roof that flew off, presented as a burr in the street, which caused damage. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to include. So it's not so simple like we thought. It's a chiddush, which can only be derived from this sort of joint formula, this common denominator. Rav gives another example, another option of what the Mishnah had in mind. Lasuya bara misgalgo. The Mishnah sought to include this case. You have a burr, something which can cause, you know, people to stumble or an animal to stumble. Berham is galga, beragli adam, beragli behema. It's rolling around from place to place. It's being kicked around by people, by animals. So basically, you know, this fellow dropped a stone here, and now it was kicked around and landed on the other side of the street, and it's presenting as a bird. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to include. You're chayiv as well. Hechidami, what exactly happened? If it's hefker, bein the rabbi, bein the shmohan, a bur, it's exactly a bur. Maish no bur, why would this be any different than bur? Shein tchilas asiyasi lenezek, ushim rosi alecha, it started off as a mazik, you have to look after it, haninam here as well. Tchilas asiyasi lenezek, ushim rosi alecha, it started as a mazik, and you got to look after it. Elad lef gerin, oh, we're speaking that he still owns it. So once again, l'shmol d'amar mekulam ibar l'mad, according to Shmuel, it still can be learned from bar, hainu bar, then it's another variation of bar. Okay, lo yodav kirinu, it is hefker. Lo yodav l'bar, it's still not comparable to bar. You know why? Ma l'bar, bar is so different. Shekein ma'as of gar m'loy, he dug the pit and presented a bar. Tanya Rabbani, as opposed to these items, which were kicked around from place to place. He put it there. I didn't put it here. Shein ma'as of gar m'loy, it's not his doing that brought it here, so it's a little bit different. So you can't really match it up to bar. For that, you need to insert a new element of proof. Shor yechiach, shor. Liability for one's ox's actions can prove to us that, guess what? You're still chayv, even though you didn't actually do it 100%. Your animal did it. Well, that's not a good raya. Mala shor shekein darki leilach lahazak. Shor is an advantage over this rock. Because he's going out and acting as an active aggressor. Well, bar techiach, bar doesn't have that, and still chayiv b'chazar adin. So you go back and forth. Loy rezek or rezek. The element found in this one is not found in the other one. Back and forth. What's the tzad hashava? Right, mamay chashim rosalecha. All that, which leads us to conclude that even the bar misgalgal is chayiv. Rav Ada bar Abba Amar. I'll give you another option. What the Mishnah had in mind. Lasuya the Sanya, the item mentioned in the following price. Kalelo Shamru. All these mentioned up ahead, which the Chachamim allowed the people to do. Those days they didn't have an organized sewer system, so basically they would direct their wastewaters, etc., out to the public areas. Poyes can be saying they can direct their channels, their waters, the Gurfin and Marisayim and empty out their pits, so they can do that into the street. But Moisa Chama in Am Rishus, during the summertime when things are relatively clean, you have no permission to do that. But in the winter time, things are muddy in any case. Moisa Chama Yesh Am Rishus, they can do it. But still, you have to be careful not to cause harm. Ava Bisha Rishus, even though it was permissible, you got to warn people. You got to do it in a way that doesn't harm people. In Miziku, people tripped over it and were damaged. Chayav Am Lishalim. So you have to pay. Echidami, what exactly happened? So basically, this is the case that the Mishnah had in mind. Even though it was done by Rishus, you're still liable. Now, what exactly happened? How direct was the damage? If the Hezek happened as he was tossing it out, it's direct damage, it's personal damage, it's your koyach. Of course you're chayach. Ela wasa denayach. It happened after it was placed in the street, and somebody sort of tripped over it. Once again, hechi dummy. Let's continue. What happened? Idaf Kirinu, it was Hefker. Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmohani Bar. It's just another variation of Bar. Why? Maishna Bar. Why was it different than Bar? Chilas Asiyas L'Nezek, right? Bima Moichel. Shema Asiyo Lecha. Haninam here as well. Has the same elements as Bar. Chilas Asiyas L'Nezek. As soon as it was placed in the street, it's a potential source of Hezek. Oh, Moichel. Shema Asiyo Lecha. You have to look after it. So it's just like in a Bar. Eldelef Green was speaking that he was not mafker. Once again, the same story. The Shmuel, the Amar Kulam and Bar Lamadnu. According to Shmuel, even this case can be derived from Bar. So it's another example of Bar. Hanu Bar. No need to discuss this separately. Loyal enough, Green, you're right. He made it hefker. Well, the Amar Bar is still not comparable to Bar 100%. You know why? Mal Bar Shekain Shalei Bershus. Your typical Bar digger has no permission to do so. Of course, he's chayv. Tanya Bahani Shalei Bershus, as opposed to these fellows who have a license to do so. So perhaps you're not as chayiv. Well, what do you mean? Shari chiyach. Shur, the chiyiv upon one's shur's actions. Shur is a lot of walk in the street. He has rishus to do that. Still you're chayiv. So that disproves this notion. Well, malach shur shkin dark lech lahazik. Shur is an advantage over all of these because he's running out me mazik. You have to look out. So, bur techiyach. Once again, bur comes to the rescue and says, no. Even without this element of the dark lech lahazik, he's still chayiv. And this sort of takes us back and forth, and that's why we concluded it's al hashava of the Mishnah. Bottom line is, it's your thing. You have to look after your chayiv, including this diverted sewer system. Rabino Amar, I'll give you another example of what the Mishnah had in mind. Lasuya hadasnan, something mentioned in the Mishnah. Hakaisel va'ilon shenaflu shesirab. A person had a wall, a tree near the street, and it collapsed into the street ve'iziku, and it caused damage. Patam l'shal, I'm not responsible. I couldn't anticipate that. But let's say it was sort of a shaky structure, and the bezin, the city gave him a warning. Nosn l'izman, they gave him a 30-day summons. Nosn l'izman loket says Elon to chop off the tree. V'listas akoyslo to demolish the threatening wall. V'naflu b'seich azman v'iziku, and they collapsed within that time allotment and caused damage. He's still potter. He's innocent because it happened too soon. But la'achar azman, if it was after, 30-day period, he's chayiv. And that's what the Mishnah had in mind. Even this is a perfect chiyuv. Hey, chidam. Again, what happened? He da'afkarinu. If the owner allowed the stones or the tree in the street to become hefker, and subsequently they caused damage, vein l'rab in l'shmol, it's just another example of hainu bar. Right? There's no need to discuss this. Maishna bar. Why would it be any different than bar? That's okay. Matzoi. It's very common for animals to fall into a bar. Ushmer asay lech, and therefore you're obligated to look after it. Hani nam here as well. Zeikan matzoi. Ushmer asay lech. Either left green if it's still yours. So once again, the Shmuel the Amar kulam bar lemado. Quite the Shmuel says this too. It's just another variation of bar. Hanu bar. Okay. Loyal left green. True. He made it hefka. Well, Dami Lubar is still not similar to Bar. You know why? Malabar Shekin Tchilas Asiyas L'Nezek. The Bar was established as a potential mazik. A pit in the street is a mazik. Terabani, as opposed to a tree growing in your backyard or a retaining wall near your property, Shein Tchilas Asiyas L'Nezek. He didn't plant it to be mazik. It wasn't as a mazik. It was an innocent looking tree, innocent structure. And then it turned into a mazik. So it's very different than a bar. Perhaps you're not responsible. Well, that notion could be totally knocked down because shariachiach, liability resulting from a shur's action, that disproves this notion. Because a shur is not called chilas atzios l'nezek. His existence isn't an expression of nezek. So apparently that's not required for chiyuv. Well, shur has another advantage going for him. Malah shur shekhin da'ak le'ech l'hazek. He goes out and he does damage. Well, bar techech, bar doesn't have that, and you're still chai. But chazer din, this takes us back and forth. What's the tal ha'shava? What's the common denominator amongst all of these? It's your thing. It's under your care. You neglect your responsibilities, you have to pay. Likewise, the case of the tree, of the wall, the street, your chayv. So bottom line, the last line of the Mishnah, what's it coming to include? We have four options. Or Abaye, the Avnes, Akinim, Asoy, which were up on the roof and came flying down. We explained why it's a chiddush and why it needs to be included. Rava's case, Bar Misgalgil, he left something in the street which was tossed around and then damaged. Rather, Rava's case, the waste waters, etc., which caused hezek, Yuchayv, despite the fact that you have reshus to do so, going to Ravina, it's coming to include the tree and the wall, the land, and the street. The Mishnah says, in all cases, Kishahizik, Chav Hamazik, so the owner who perpetuated this damage has to pay. What does Chav mean? It should say Chayev. Chav Hamazik? Chayev Hamazik, my boy. The correct Lashon would be Chayev. Rav Yehuda, Rav. Rav Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi HaKadosh, who composed and compiled this Mishnah, was just quoting the Tana of this Mishnah, who was from Eretz Yisrael. He spoke this way in short form. Concisely, Hi Tana, Yerushalmi, he's from Yerushalayim, the Tani Lishna, clearly they speak in concise form. And the Mishnah says, you have to pay the best of your properties. If you choose to pay property, the best, Meitav. Lishalan Tashlumi Nezek, mi Meitav Oretz. Tana Rabbonon. So the Pasuk speaks about an animal who chewed up, his neighbor's crop. The owner comes to pay some property. As retribution, he pays from the best. Meitav sadeyu, meitav karma yushalem. Who's best? Meitav sadeyu shal nizak, or meitav karma shal nizak? Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, at this point in the Gemara, we understand that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that if the animal ate, let's say, a patch of tomatoes, you take a close look at your friend's farm, look through all his patches, he has, some that grew less, some that grew more. You have to pay him back the best. An amount which equals the value, the highest value patch in his backyard, which is a chiddush, which we're going to ask him, where's the fairness, right? He ate merely, 10 tomatoes. You're giving him back 100? Okay, we'll see. So initially, that's what we think Rabbi Akiva is saying, the best. No, all the Torah is saying is, look, whatever damage he actually did, $50, okay, and I want to pay him back, from my property, $50 worth, I can't, do the, inferior quality property, I have to give him the best, but it's still $50 worth, no more. The amount which reflects the actual damage. And certainly, with regards to repayment to Hegdish, which the Gemara will explain a little bit later. Now let's go back to Rabbi Shmuel. How can that be that I pay more than I did? But Rabbi Shmuel, Achal Shmeina, I understand if he ate up, the best patch, Mishalm Shmeina, $100 worth, pay $100. Achal Kachusha, Mishalm Shmeina, why would you have to pay Shmeina? The value of the best patch, if you only ate a Kachusha, a weak one. A low quality, a poor quality, a sparsely, populated patch of tomatoes. How does that work? Amrav ida barav. Huch, my skinner was speaking, we don't know. We're not sure which one he ate. So you can't take chances. You have to pay the best. Kilin shachal aruga. He ate up a patch. Bein aruga is amongst his patches. Now, some of them have 50 tomatoes, some 100. We're not sure. Ikhu shachal. Did he eat the sparse one? ishmeina acha, or the long, plump one. The mishal mishmeina, you have to give the best. You have to assume the worst. If his best one is 100, pay 100. I'm a rubber. Once again, how could that be? When it comes to dinei mamon, it's monetary issues, you have to prove your case. The onus is on the claimer. Uma ilu yadiran. Suppose, theoretically, imagine we know exactly how much he ate. The kchusha achal. He ate, poor quality patch. How much does he pay? Only $50. Le mishalom al kchusha. Hash le yadiran. Now we don't know. That bumps it up. Le yadiran kchusha achal. We're not sure if he ate this one. Yishmeni achal, the better one. Mishalom shmeni has to pay as if he ate a better one. Hamaytzi mechavel v'raya. The other fellow has to prove his case. Elamar v'achavar Yaakov. Of course, you only pay exactly what you damaged. No question about that. You ate $50, you gave $50. But as we explained, when you decide, if you decide to pay from your property, you have to give the best, the edis. But again, only $50 worth of property, but the best quality property. So what's the machlekes about? What are Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva arguing about? It's a question of how to appraise. Hachamai Skinner, we're speaking about a case like this. So we have, A property, quality A, called Edis. We have quality B, called Ziburis. Okay? Kigon Shehoisa, Edis the Nizek, Kiziburis the Mazik. So, the Mazik's name is Ruven. Okay? He has quality A and quality B. The Nizek, the victim, call him Shimon, also has, quality A and quality B. Problem is, Shimon's quality A, his idis, falls somewhere in the middle between Reuven's quality A and quality B. So Reuven's quality A surpasses in value Shimon's quality A. So now when Reuven's looking to pay karka, he has to pay the best, idis. His idis, which is above and beyond Shimon's idis, Reuven had Idis and Bein, and Ziburis, right? A and B. And Shimon had A and B. Let's just correct that. Shimon's A equals in value Reuven's quality B. So now, when Reuven wants to pay, $50 worth of damages, and he's going to give Idis, of course, Torah says, Meitav Sadeh, the best. Does he have to give his best? Which is way above Shimon's best, or can he suffice? Can he get away with his own quality B, which is on the same level as Shimon's quality A? So technically, it's also Edis relative to Shimon. That's the question. That's the machlokes. We focus on the Mazik or on the Nizik. But it's all just about paying the right amount. So again, Elam Rabach Bar Yaakov Achamai Skin was speaking, Ben Shehoisa Edis the Nizik, quality A of the Nizik, was equal kiziburis the mazik as quality B of the mazik. That's the point of machlekes. Which one does Reuven have to pay? Rabbi Shmuel saw Rabbi the nizik shemina. Reuven can get away with just giving quality B because it's equal to the idis of the nizik. Rabbi Kiva saw no. You have to give the best of your portfolio with the mazik shemina. My time. So what's the machlekes? My time with Rabbi Shmuel. Why does he say we focus on the nizik? Never saw the lamata. You see, the pasuk says, the animal went and chewed up b'sdei acher, whose field? The victim's field. So what do you do? Meitav sadehu, the best of his field. We assume we're speaking about the same owner. It ate his field and the best of his fields. So it's all about focusing on the victim's fields. He determines quality. He determines level. Nemar sad l'mat. We have the word sad at the end of the pasuk. Meitav sadehu shalan, in terms of what you have to pay. V'nemar sad l'mat, you have it back in the beginning of the pasuk, he damaged the sada, ma sada amr lamala, just like up there in the beginning of the pasuk, the sada is the nizak, discussing the victim's field, the victim's properties, af sada amr lamata, the nizak likewise, made of sadeu, it's all about evaluating based on the nizak's field. So, as long as it fits the nizak's idris, you're good. Rabbi Kiva says, no, made of sadeu, it says made of sadeu, made of karma yishalim, right? It's all about the person paying, the perpetrator. Meitav sadehu, meitav karma yishalim is going on who? On Reuven. Da'ayich tekom yishalim. His best. You can't get away with your second best just because, right? Rabbi Shmuel says like this. You're right. So basically, we have conflicting indicators, right? We have the gzeira shava, sada sada. It's about the victim, right? It's a term by the victim, and then we have, you know, the actual basic meaning of the pasuk. Meitas de yishalom, he pays his best field, which is on the mazik. So which way do you go? Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel will apply both. We can learn from both. Ahani gzeira shava, we can use the gzeira shava, that it's about the nizak, v'ahani kra, and we can apply the, you know, the simple pshat of the pasuk, which indicates that it's the mazik. How? Ahani gzeira shava, how do we apply the gzeira shava that is focusing on the nizak, the kamin, as we said before? Reuven can give his quality B, which equals Shimon's quality A. Ahanikra. How do we apply the actual, you know, basic meaning of the pasuk, which is a reference to the mazik? Because at times, you're right, at times, he's going to have to give based on his own quality. Okay, going to Isle la mazik, idis viziburis. Okay, so this is very similar, but slightly different. So the mazik Reuven has A and B, idis and ziburis. The idis linizik or dinizik viziburus the mazik lo shavik idis and nizik. So the mazik has idis and ziburus, and the nizik has also idis and ziburus, let's say, but this time it falls right in the middle. Instead of the nizik Shimon's idis equaling Reuven's ziburus, it falls in between Reuven's idis and ziburus. So now it's a bit tricky. Before we said that Reuven can get away with his ziburis because it equals Shimon's idis, but now it doesn't. It's below. It falls right below it. So which one does Reuven have to pay? Can he get away with his ziburis or no? Does he have to upgrade to his idis? Which is really a bit more than he should have paid, but that's the only option. And that's what the pasuk is saying. In this case, you got to give your best. With ziburis, the mazik leshavik idis the nizik, and the poor quality of the mazik doesn't match up to the best of the nizik, because the best of the nizik falls in between. In this case, you got to go up. Mishalom imate of the day. You have to give your best. The lematzi amarle, you can't tell him, ta'at gabim ziburis, come take my poor quality, because it's not enough. Elagabim imate of. Rather, he gives his best. And that's what the pasuk means, metev sadeh yushalim, in this case, only. Okay, let's summarize today's daf. The mission concluded with a statement, kishihizik chava mazik, right? We're coming to include a case which apparently wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara gave us four options. Chav hamazik is a short form in line with the Tana from Yerushalayim. You have to pay meitav, tashlumi meitav ha'oretz. So we have two pshatim. We have Rabbi Kiva who says it's all about the mazik's top quality, according to Bishmuel. Actually, you can get away with the nizik's quality, except in this case where it's sort of falling, you know, between the cracks. In this case, you got to go up and give your best. Rabbi Kiva actually mentioned another point, which is kavachayim lehegdish, which we'll discuss Bezer Hashem in tomorrow's daf. All the best to you, Psuras Tovis, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.